Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of Attention Talk Radio is brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic, ADHD and emotions, a lessons learned from sports and the theater. We're going to get to the content in a moment. Before we do, we'd like to thank children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder for bringing this program to you. In celebration of that event, we're anxious to give away free digital copies of Attention Magazine. To get yours, just listen to our show. We'll be sharing a secret word a couple times. Write it down. Listen to another show. And write down the secret word of that show, and then just email me the two words. That's all you need to do. Email address is attention@attentiontalkradio.com. When we get it, we'll forward it to Chad. We'll get you a PDF copy of the current edition of Attention Magazine, and they'll send you a PDF copy of the next edition when it's in print. We have a little tip that we're going to share with you that Chad made, and we'll get into the show.
You've heard it from organization experts and others. If you want to get things done, you need to keep to-do lists. If all the things you need or want to accomplish keep you up at night, you might think about spending 5 or 10 minutes before bed writing down your list for the following day. Some people prefer to start their day by creating a list. Choose whichever works best for you. To learn more about time management and ADHD, visit chad.org.
Thank you so much, Chad, for your continued support. For those that are not aware, Chad is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. We encourage all of our listeners to either donate or become members to support Chad. Financial stability is really important for them to have the resources to have people lobbying on Capitol Hill for the ADHD community and working with different regulatory agencies on wording to make sure that those with ADHD get the accommodations that they need in order to thrive. Again, for more information, to donate or to become a member, go to chadd.org.
Okay, everybody. Often when I'm coaching people, emotional dysregulation comes up. And it's interesting because it's always more in a negative context. About people kind of managing their anger or their frustration or whatever. And as I'm working with them, you know, it's fun because sometimes I'm trying to help them recognize or control their emotions on the more negative side, but I say emotional dysregulation is sometimes really more of a characteristic. So there's a negative side, but there's also a positive side. Some with ADHD get so emotional, so excited about things they're passionate about that they have a way of, it's infectious. Other people just drop what they're doing and follow that person because they're so excited. It's kind of cool. There's also another side of this, and one of them is, how do you down-regulate your emotions when you're struggling? How do you pause and kind of calm yourself down or be able to deal with your emotions to activate? So I did an interview a couple years ago with a peer, good friend of mine, Roger DeWitt, who actually is the voice of the beginning of our show. And he had been in the theater and I had been an athlete, and we thought it'd be fun to do an interview talking about how you get your emotions up as an athlete and him as an actor. There's often times where you need emotions, where you're lacking emotions. And sometimes I think some insights can be gained by like kind of looking at the opposite of what you're trying to do. So we're repurposing this show. I think it was interesting. I learned a lot about the similarities between Roger and the theater. So with that, let's get into tonight's show. Roger has been a coach for 17 years and got his ADHD coach training from the ADD Coach Academy, where he has been a senior trainer for 10 years. He has achieved a Master Certified ADHD Coach designation from the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches and a Professional Certified Coach designation for the International Coach Federation. Roger also mentors other coaches. He grew up in the entertainment industry and has spent over 47 years as an actor on Broadway, in regional theater, and in television and film. Some of his credits include over 1,600 performances of Phantom of the Opera, over 30 other musicals across the U.S., and several Hanna-Barbera cartoon roles, such as the voice of Sam Spacely on The Jetsons. His clients quickly learn how their brain works and how their points of view and perceptions form the basis of their human experience. His style is irreverent, but always kind and caring. For more information on Roger, go to ADHDcoachnyc.com. I hope you really enjoy it. He was the perfect person as a guest for this show. Absolute blast, an incredible coach. I think you'll really learn a lot from his perspective and what he brings from the theater and ADHD coaching. So we hope you enjoy the show.
So, Roger, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. This is I'm excited to do this.
This is, Roger, I've learned over the years that sometimes you just get an idea, and it's best just to reach out to guests and just really kind of make it happen. And everyone, I'm really excited about our show tonight and the particular topic. Roger, years ago I interviewed Dr. Russell Barkley on ADHD and his executive function deficit disorder theory, and that ADHD is really one of self-regulation. And he says in that model, a couple things you have to regulate. One of them is your emotions, attention, and the other one is your emotions. And even though emotions are not a part of the diagnostic criteria, as he describes, it's as much a part of ADHD as anything else. And since that time, it's fascinating. We've done some interviews with him on that and emotion and working memory, among some other things. And you know, emotion is really something that I see a lot in my practice. As an ADHD coach, can you share your experience in working with those with ADHD and the emotion regulation side of it?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest groups that I work with is work with artists and people in the arts. And there's a double-edged sword there because, the stories we tell in our work life as actors, because I'm also an actor and I continue to do that alongside 17 years as a coach. But what we're acutely aware of in our work, we're not always acutely aware of in our life. The stories we tell, the way we manufacture and create the experience for the audience is very different. It's the same mechanism, but we don't see it in our life. So it's really I see this all the time. In terms of that emotional regulation, the ability to actually pause and name it and to be able to enter into something that is true for you or has some truth in it. Because I think one of the things we try to do, and I've seen this time and again, is people will try to go too far in the opposite direction emotionally. And there's not a kernel of truth in it. And when there's not a kernel of truth, they can't latch on to it. And I'm going to visualize that I'm a millionaire when you have $10,000 to your net, in a year as a thing. It's too far of a jump. And I think we have to be able to connect with some kind of truth in order to enter into a new way of seeing things. And I think that is the key, and that's what actors are great at in their work. And when they can move that, and it's kind of what I teach to non-actors as well, when you move into that new way of seeing things, you can actually regulate those emotions because you see things differently. You experience things differently. That makes sense?
Am I hearing you say that, like, as an actor, you're aware of it because you're kind of stepping into character and you connect with the truth, but day-to-day life as an individual, you don't recognize your own self until you kind of pause and kind of name your experience? Is that...
Absolutely.
Is that
absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying, because you live your life. And so you live your stories, you live your thoughts, you live your experience. Whereas as actors, you are given a text, and from that text, then you create that reality. And you can do it in a couple of different ways. There's really two ways. There's kind of what they call the outside in, which I call technique, the technique, or the inside out, which is like the Meisner technique or what the classically known as the method, where you manufacture these emotions based on something in your life. So you bring something in your life to your work so that you can cry or get angry or things like that, and you pair them, which a lot of people they work very hard to do. I think you have to have a combination of both as an actor, because if you're in a long-term play or musical, and you're doing 8 shows a week, and if it's a long-running show, there are some days when you've got to make the donuts. And so you have to have some technique where you can manufacture it from the outside in. So there's really two ways in. One is outside
yep.
in, and one is inside out. And that's, I think, what is the secret for us as ADDers, because actors do that, as I said, are great at that in their work, but they forget
yeah.
about it in their regular life.
So I just want to kind of back up, because we're into the really the good stuff, which is what I wanted to do with this show with you, Roger. often people with ADHD get emotional when they have some anxiety, or they go to fight, flight, or freeze, or they get upset, and they blur, and when that stuff happens, they begin to rage out of control, and they have some difficulties, and really down-regulating that emotion and kind of switching that is a bit of a challenge for them, particularly to pause and kind of make that happen. And one of the keys of this show is I really wanted to bring Roger on and talk about it from the theater experience, that there's a mindfulness exercise that I think I'm hearing you say, Roger, in order to step into those experiences on stage to have emotions or to be in character. And that process, to me, I'm wondering your perspective, is it not that much different than when you're in your day-to-day life having to pause and kind of down-regulate or step into another experience to change those emotions?
Absolutely.
It is a mindfulness kind of experience, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you that almost every actor I know, right before they get on stage or as they're preparing, quote unquote, you know, what they do naturally without even realizing it is they start doing some deep breathing. And that it's, you know, in through the nose, out through the mouth, smell the flowers, breathe out, blow out the candles. That really calms and centers. And they there are things called theater games, and the theater games can be all sorts of different wonderful or annoying things depending on your perspective that you do to kind of prepare, and but whatever it is, it is about getting and getting into that center, and doing some sort of whatever it is for you, mindfulness that brings you into your center. Brings you into the center of where you create. And I truly believe that is true for everyone, because where that emotion comes, when it explodes, there's other things that take over. But at the core, when we are quiet, when we actually can breathe and get into that center, that's an actor's creative center. That's where all their listening and responding happens, and how they create real emotions in their work. So
wow.
Mindfulness
so
is incredibly important.
I want to just kind of touch base. We did a show with Autumn Zatani, I think it was 2004, on season 43 in Sesame Street. It was all about self-regulation. She talked about the curriculum for that particular year, and they talk about how they would model emotions with the puppets to the kids so that they would actually be able to name emotions and kind of pause after they name it. And Roger, you had mentioned that like at the beginning of this stuff. So they were modeling that with the kids, and then what they would do is they would teach the kids, when they felt that emotion, actually to begin to belly breathe, which you're just saying, you know, the breathing kind of calms you down and really brings centers. Then the kids would count 1, 2, 3, and then they would kind of go brainstorm to kind of bring your executive functioning brain kind of in to override the emotion at the time. And I'm just really mirroring that process because I'm really hearing you kind of say the same thing. But my question for you is this, when you're getting into that center in that mindful different way, I got to guess that's a little bit effortful. Like some days it's easier and some days it's harder. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. And there speaks, that's the rehearsal process. That speaks to the work that you do outside of your work. Outside, you do it at home, you do it in the rehearsal room, you're experimenting and you're playing with what it is that is truthful and gets you into that place. Yes, there are days where it's harder in the run. There are even days when it's hard in the rehearsal room, you know, because you're still struggling and trying to find. I think we lose sight of that this is a process for our ADDers as well. This is a process. It isn't like one day I'm going to flip a switch and boom, oh, okay, I'm not going to, you know, have an emotional explosions anymore. Bingo, yay, cool. That doesn't work that way. And it's part of, so I feel like our ADDers need to go into the rehearsal room and experiment and play with these things so that they can start to identify and hook on to what is starting to work. Now, in acting, there are two different things. On the day, there's inside out, outside in. So there's method and there's technique. and technique is that I can manufacture this because I'm what it's going to look like, and I can drop into it because I've done it so many times before. So that technique of being able to manufacture it without having to go into the deep, dark dredges, that comes with time and experience. So when it's hard, what's hard about it is because it hasn't really gotten, and I mean, we're human, so yeah, some days
yep.
are harder than others. But when we drop into it, on those days when it's hard, we need to go back into the rehearsal room. We need to go back into that
yep.
playful way of experimenting with how these emotions get created. And then,
wow.
then do it enough, and this is key, this is why we rehearse. You rehearse over and over and over so it can become second nature. And then every actor I've ever seen, when they, you know, on opening night, right before they get on stage, they close their eyes, they do it, they do whatever it is they do, then they take a deep breath, and they walk out. And if they're in their head, they're going to screw it up. If they are really release, all that hard work becomes second nature, and you can actually interact and listen and respond, and it comes very,
wow.
very becomes very, very real because we've done the work. Because
wow.
you've done the work
wow.
in advance.
This is really cool, Roger. Anyway, this is really good stuff. I want to come back. I want to go to break right now. When we come back, I want to relate that to a little bit of my experience in kind of athletics. It's the same thing. It's just a different kind of topic. For our listeners out there, I encourage you to go check out Roger's website. It's ADHDCoachNYC.com. Again, he is an accomplished, experienced ADHD coach. He mentor coaches, and he's also a very accomplished actor. He's worked definitely in the theater and on TV shows, et cetera, stuff. So he definitely knows what he's talking about.
Our secret word tonight is sports.
And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Are you a parent of a child, teen, or young adult with ADHD? If you're like us, you're always looking for something you can do that will really help your kids. Impact Parents gives you the tools with guidance. So you can empower your kids so they can learn to manage their own lives. For confidence in parenting and peace in your home, download a free guide with 12 key coaching tools. Go to impactparents.com/parentADHD for the guidance you've been seeking. That's impactparents.com/parentADHD. Start making things better for your family today.
Transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by gigcoaching.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We are here with ADHD coach and actor Roger DeWitt having a great conversation about the process of really kind of managing emotions. And Roger, being an accomplished actor and ADHD coach, I think did a spectacular job really kind of breaking things down with a lot of really good stuff here. And at the before the break, he was talking about in the practice and the rehearsal and stuff. And I have to tell you, Roger, it really resonated with me when you started playing rehearsal, because in the athletic world, for me, it's practice. And I know as an athlete, when I would get ready for like Olympic trials or NCAAs or nationals, there was a certain amount of, you were trying to manage your emotions to heighten them at a point in time. I think it was a little bit easier for me as an athlete at some of those things because they only came along every once in a while. For you, if you're doing a play or something and you're having to get into character maybe 8 times a week, it's a little bit more consistent, maybe a little bit harder. But I will tell you that there was a methodology that I would go through of A1 kind of down-regulating, kind of like almost getting kind of depressed and then starting to amp up. I used a lot of music to kind of step into it. I don't think I was necessarily as good as you are, but I would actually literally practice that on a regular basis to try to manage my emotions to kind of get into where I wanted to be after a period of time and actually kind of manufacture it, which is I'm hearing what you're tactically, you've got a couple techniques that you manufacture and you rehearse it until you can kind of step into it. It's fascinating to me about that whole process. When you're working with people with ADHD and you're helping them with this, sitting in that rehearsal room, is it easier for those with ADHD or harder? What are your thoughts on that?
It's interesting. It depends. I think the novelty of rehearsing and getting into it and the thrill of opening night, how much it takes if you're doing a TV show, you know, there's constant turnover, there's constant movement. So there's a lot of interest there. Where I think with actors, if they have ADHD, sustaining that interest for long periods of time. So, you know, I did Phantom of the Opera for 4.5 years, and I did over 1,600 performances of that show. And, you know, doing a show for 4.5 years, 8 shows a week, 50 weeks out of the year, is a lot of repetition. And so what can happen for actors who are in that situation is, one is they get bored. They start to phone it in, which is anathema, or they start to create interest. And sometimes they screw around on stage. That drives me nuts as an actor. You know, if I feel like the audience can see it, then that ain't cool. The other thing that can happen is you create something that's new, and so what will sometimes happen in shows, long running shows, is the director will have to come in and clean all the quote unquote actor improvements up, because to keep it interesting, they're trying new things and they're doing new things and there are new line readings and there's new, and it becomes then the show that wasn't the show that the director directed. So I think the variety, the intensity, the interest is really great for the ADHD brain.
Yep.
Sustaining it for long periods of time can be challenging. I think, that's what I would say. And I've experienced actors that I think are ADHD who really started to mess up things in their career because they needed that variety. They didn't have it.
Interesting. So far, we've been talking about the theater and a little bit of athletics, about how you kind of shift your mind into emotion. So if we were to take away the theater side of it and the athletic side, when you're coaching somebody with ADHD and, you know, they're very emotional about something, they have like a negative belief system that they're talking, and they kind of get wrapped up into that, and really trying to help them kind of catch their emotions and kind of pause and kind of work with them to kind of step into where they're going to go, would you say that process is a little bit the same? It's just kind of moving forward in life, not necessarily preparing for a play or something?
Here's what I would say in terms of helping somebody with ADHD. They have to be able to think about their thinking. They have to be able, and that's what actors do. They think about thinking. They think about why would somebody say this? How would they say this? What would it look like? And I think when we're in it, I'm not exactly sure what you mean by kind of like living your life or preparing for your life. I think what I would describe it as is this is where we actually have to pause. This is where the coaching session is so incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the coaching session is a natural pause. So they're going to be talking, they're going to be emotional, they're going to have their feelings, they're going to be talking the same, and I'm outside of their bubble. I'm outside of their fishbowl. My favorite saying is, I don't know who discovered water, but I guarantee you it was not a fish. And that speaks so to, we live in our fishbowl of our own beliefs. We live in our own, that's why you can see other people's problems so clearly and not your own. And that's how we are. So the coaching session is a natural pause where we invite our ADHD client to actually pause long enough to actually look at what's going on. And we reflect, we notice their language, we're using all these skills that we learn as coaches to listen to not only what they say, but how they say it, what's repeated, all of those things that indicate those beliefs, that perspective. Because we don't see the world as it is, we live the world of our perceptions. And so it's our perceptions that create our reality. Change your perceptions, you change your reality. And I think that is super important for an ADDer. Yes, there's biological issues that we have to deal with. That's why having a trained ADHD coach is so incredibly important, because you need, as an ADDer, you need both. You need somebody who understands the ADD. You also need somebody who understands the thinking process, the way we create a reality. And so... So yeah, I think when you help somebody who has these down-regulating or up-regulating emotional issues, we have the techniques to actually calm the amygdala that's screaming and the emotion and help them deal with the emotional flooding that seems to take over, and quite frankly, I mean, that's getting in touch with your breath. Sometimes it's really hard to get in touch with your breath, so you do it outside. When you're in an emotional flooding experience, you've got to do it outside of it, because if you try to do it in it, it's going to be really, really hard. So that's kind of like you rehearse. That's again, kind of we go back to the rehearsal process. You rehearse that so that when you have that experience, you can access it. And I think that's a slow process for an ADDer, but as they start to get it, and you see it. I know, Jeff, you see it with your clients. I see it with mine. As they start to get it, all of a sudden, oh my God, life starts to change for them. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, what? I love that. I want to expand upon it, but I don't want to get us interrupted. So let's go to break and do the next commercial set and come back and kind of expand on that, because I really like a lot of what you said. It's the thinking process and changing your perception and kind of changing your reality. So everyone, Roger DeWitt. Go check out his website. It's ADHDcoachnyc.com.
Our secret word tonight is sports.
And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay. Do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with actor and ADHD coach Roger DeWitt. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're doing a lot of thinking about the thinking process and the shift that takes place, whether you're an actor or an athlete or we're really just now talking about a person who's going about life that needs to shift their focus on some things and move forward. And Roger, before, I love what you said. I don't know who discovered water, but it wasn't a fish. We live in our reality so much. It's there. It's kind of hard for us to see. But really a lot of what I'm hearing you say is in work with clients, we mirror back and we help them adjust their perceptions, just like an actor might go through the exercise of adjusting their perception, like when they get on stage, and you do that through rehearsal and practice over a period of time, so that it makes it a little bit easier. Am I oversimplifying that or misrepresenting that? Your thoughts?
No, it's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, the fishbowl analogy, I love it, because we are sitting outside of as a coach, I'm sitting outside of their fishbowl. So they're living in their fishbowl. But and as a fishbowl, I can look through it. I'm not in it with them. So I'm not like going, I hate them or whatever it is. But I can see through it, and I can see how they see their world by looking through their fishbowl. And here's when it – so absolutely. So that thinking about your thinking, that pausing, that understanding and knowing with the reflecting and the mirroring and feedback – all of that helps us become aware of how we are being in this world. And that is a direct correlation. Every good actor needs a good director. And the difference is, as coaches, we don't direct. But the best directors never tell you what to do. They create an environment around you that is so powerful that you naturally move in that direction. The gentleman who just won the best director, David Cromer, I've worked with him twice, and he is a master at creating an environment of how he wants things to be that are, it's so compelling that the actors go in that direction naturally. So he doesn't say, do this, just like we coaches don't say, do this. We create a space for our clients to actually see how they are experiencing and how they're seeing and how they're being in the world, and then moving from that place.
God, you articulated that so well. I think what the emphasis of the show, what I reached out to originally, was really to kind of get outside of the ADHD world and talk about you as an actor and what you do, like, methodically to get there every day, and that profession of yours, and say, listen, there's a system to this. And if you come over to the ADHD side, there's a system to this and making that adjustment. And you go through that stuff, you breathe, you step into it, you rehearse, you practice. And a lot of times you need that director. You need somebody out that fishbowl to kind of move forward. And I really wanted to highlight and illustrate that this isn't just the individual. There's a methodology to this, and if you latch onto it and you work at it, you can actually get there. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. It just takes some intention and some willfulness and some, roll up your sleeves a little bit, and you can make it happen.
Absolutely, Jeff. And the thing, the parallels, you bring such an important parallel. You know, as an athlete, you start thinking, what's that study where, they looked at people who were doing free throws and the people who were seeing them make free throws. And the people who were visualizing it were, I forget whether it was as good or did a better job.
Yep.
And it's that sense of, it's the same thing. When you have to step into the skin of the person that you want to become as an actor, the same way we have to step into that skin. And we are aware, so acutely aware of our thought process, our thinking process, so that we can then, like, mold it to be who we want to be. And we need a director out there to say, okay, yeah, this is working great. This over here, we need to go in a little different direction. And I think that having a coach that mirror is, but it's we use all our senses, just like you as an athlete use all your senses.
Yep.
We use all our senses as actors too. There's an old joke that says, how can you ever make sense out of a musical where in the middle of a scene somebody breaks out into song? And the rationale is, when you feel something so deeply that you can't speak the words, you have to sing it. And there's this there's a musical. I bring music into coaching, as a mood elevator or a mood down regulator. You bring visualization. NLP, kind of like see it, smell it, touch it, taste it. Creating a backstory as an actor. You know, we one of the things sometimes you'll do as an actor is you'll write your history. You know, and mm-hmm. that's we can and the beautiful thing about this as human beings is we can rewrite things. I'm a big fan of there's only three things in life we can control: how we want to see a situation, how we want to be in a situation, and then what we do. So how we see it is our perspective. So we can change our mm-hmm. perspective. Actors change perspectives all the time. How we want to be, mm-hmm. then decide how we want to go through it. Do we want to go through it with joy, with laughter, with pain, with sorrow, with frustration? Once we choose that, then we say, you know, I want to go through this as a character. I want to go through this scene as in a way of pensiveness. You know, okay, well, what's my perspective that I'm going to hold in that I'm going to come from that's going to make me pensive? And then you see it from that perspective, and then you do your work. Then you do it. And that's how it works. So my favorite thing is BCD. How do you want to be? How do you want to see the world? And then or a situation? And then what do you do? And that's where we become so powerful. Because if we are mm-hmm. outside, because if we try to manipulate our outside world, we're going to get frustrated. We can't control other people. We can't control, you know, a situation. But we can control how we want to be. And with that knowledge of our own ADHD and using all of our senses, we can actually have a little bit of control in a world where we feel like we have very little control. It's very powerful.
So in one sense, it's kind of I just love how this is coming together, Roger. You know, it's that the mindfulness practicing of perspective to develop the skills so that you can make it, you can move in that direction that you want to go. I know sometimes as an athlete, sometimes I would sit there and I would use music and visualizations because I would watch my brain. I want my brain to do this now. I want it to be in this mood right now. I want it to see this right now. And I would use these types of tools to kind of beat my brain at its own game to will. Hopefully move it in the direction that I wanted to, particularly from an emotional perspective, because I needed my amygdala to go nuts at the right time, you know, like mm-hmm. it heightened mm-hmm. that. And there's this process to it. It takes a little bit of practice to kind of develop it. And I think that today, what I hope our listeners are getting out of this is they're getting a lot of insights and a lot of thoughts about this and say it's effortful. It is thinking about thinking, and it's about working with that stuff and often getting somebody to help you, whether it's a director or a coach in my world or an ADHD coach. If you look at the parallels, they're all very, very similar. It's just a question of latching on and realizing that you're in a fishbowl and getting some help and kind of practice and work your way out.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap this up, any last comments or thoughts before we close this out?
You know, I think the one thing, too, that I would add to what you just said is that if our amygdala or our emotions are out of control, until we calm those emotions, i.e., really focusing on the breath, on the calming techniques that we know to do, we can't actually manipulate it. Because for an ADD-er, when their amygdala is going off, until that amygdala is calm, you can't do diddly. You can't get out of it. You get hooked into it. So we have to know to calm the amygdala, and then we can do the analysis, and then we can do those other things. And I think that's why coaching is so valuable and so important, because people just say, well, I'm going to just do better. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to muscle through it better. And that doesn't work. We've got to be able to analyze it after the fact. And that's why when those moments happen, they're a gift, because if you analyze them after the fact, you can actually do something with it.
So stage beforehand, you're there back there taking those deep breaths and kind of moving in that direction. Emotional downregulation is the same thing. We talked about it from Sesame Street's perspective. You start to breathe, you count 1, 2, 3, you downregulate, and you're moving yourself in that direction. I know as an athlete, we actually really kind of do the same thing. So if you can do this, it's like, the last one to it. So with that, Roger, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, my God, this was a blast. Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
It was an absolute blast. Everybody, you need to go out and learn more about Roger. His website is ADHDcoachnyc.com. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Attention Talk Radio. Catch you next week. Take care.